All right, we are going to begin our post-race media availabilities. So we're joined with a few guys here. We've got second place winner, Joey Logano, in the number 12 step on Ford.
There's no such thing as a second place.
Runner-up. Third place, Brad Kozlowski in the Rev Fleetwood Ford. And in 10th place, we have William Byron in the number 9 Exalted Progressive Powder Coating Ink Chevrolet. Let's start with you, Joey. You were up front a good majority of that race. Tell us what went on.
Yeah, we were a third place car in the long run, maybe the first place car for the first two laps of every run. So it just depended on the type of race we had. And we had some issues on pit road with the lug nut getting stuck behind the wheel, and we lost a lot of track position. So once we got the third, it kind of went into cruise control to save my stuff to hope for a late race restart, and boom, we had one. I thought, well, this is our chance, and couldn't accelerate as good as Kyle, and wasn't able to stay with him, which got me too far back. And then Brad and I had a fun battle to the end. Just needed another restart, because by the time I got by Brad, 18 was 10 car lengths or so in front of me. So just a little bit too late. Needed one more restart. One of those green white checker things would have been nice, but overall, a first, to start on the pole and finish second, being in second place winners doesn't always feel good, but overall, learn some things for tomorrow.
Brad, how about you? You were up there as well.
Yeah, it was an interesting day. It was nice to get the first stage win and get this team a bonus point for the owner's points playoffs. So that was. That was good, but just kind of threw all I had at it, and the Toyotas are just way faster than everybody, so just all I could do to just try to keep up. So was pretty happy. We might not have won the race, but we're racing for first in class there with Joey, and that was fun. So all in all, a fun day here at Watkins Glen. I enjoy running this race. Really like this track, and wish we could have won it, but I don't think that was possible with the discrepancy in cars.
And William, how are you feeling about these road courses?
Feels pretty good. I think just to get the first one out of the way and kind of learn as I kept going and be able to see what other guys are doing and stuff like that. So I feel like it kind of sets us up well for the rest of this summer stretch with the road courses, and hopefully we can keep improving on it and kind of start where I ended today.
Awesome. We'll open it up for questions.
Bob? We love you, Bob.
Thanks.
Bob Hockersy has been for Joey and Brad. With the cuts in the number of races, do you still envision y'all doing this race just because it's a road course race next year?
I hope so. Yeah. I think all that's up in the air after all that news came down on us last week. So I don't really know what's going to happen and what races we'll pick. We'll have to be, a little bit more picky about the races we choose to run, because we don't have that many we can run.
Yeah, I don't know. I might just go run some local tracks next year where people want me to run.
Nice!
Any other questions? Go ahead, Bob.
This race didn't go into overtime, but I was curious on everyone up on stage what your feelings are about the mid-season change. The Drivers' Council had a bit of input on the original rule. I don't know if you had any input on the change.
My answer can't be as good as Brad, so I'm gonna let him go.
I didn't have any input. But I don't feel bad about it. I think it's a decent rule. There's nothing that's going to make everyone happy. And we'll go through the balancing act of, having this set of rules, and we'll have inevitably a race where we have, 8 green-white checkered somewhere in the future. Maybe it'll be a year from now, or maybe it'll be 5 years from now, and then the team owners will get upset, and then we'll go backwards a little bit. It's just, the tug and pull and ebbs and flows of automobile racing. So. That's where the ebbs and flows are now, and it's not really worth a lot of energy to fight it. I don't think there's a perfect solution.
Any other questions?
a question for William. Yeah. What's it like having Mad Max on the radio?
It's good. It's helpful.
Did he tell you you're a badass?
No, not many times. No. Well, not many times. In between. Sometimes I hit it, then the next time I go through and miss the chicane.
All right, guys. Well, that's about it. Appreciate you guys coming in. Thank you.
Have a good day.